Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ally Mack, and Dylan at 8:02. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
You know, there is one conversation that we had one time in a wake-up call that we need to probably get Ally's opinion on. Ally, how often, you guys are going to laugh, how often do you wash your calf muscles?
What? You,
had this conversation one time about the difference. Well, first of all, there's definitely a cultural difference here, but it was like, I think I got pegged as, I wouldn't say I wash my calves every single time I'm in the shower or the bath. Like
really?
one out of every three, maybe.
I want your calf muscles?
Yeah.
You just hope the soap runs down?
Yeah, like, you know, sometimes when I'm just getting a car wash, you know, I'm just getting in there and just doing double pits to chesty.
But you don't want that because the soap might be dirty from the chest.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm not saying I don't. Just one out of every three.
You should put soap on every part of your
Dylan
body.
Dylan definitely said this is a white people thing. He's like, yo, straight up.
I don't want to put everybody in that box.
But do you wash every day?
I do, and I'd wash my calf muscles every time.
So do I.
Yeah. So,
well,
yeah. So
not every time. I mean, hold on. Like, so do you take what... Do you take what you call rinse off?
What do you mean?
That's what I just called a car wash.
So
yeah.
Just, so
I'm in and out.
So I take 2 showers a day.
Okay.
I'll start with the night one because I think it's important to say that, you know, you take one late in the afternoon or, you know, early night and you wash everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hair, everything.
Yes.
The one in the morning I take, which is my wake me up shower. You know, I hit a couple hot spots, face. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Then the calf muscles don't get hit, but they're not dirty.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point.
But they get washed every day. You just said that you don't wash yours every day.
I don't know. Remember, we had this conversation about a year ago on the show, and it was like, I had a lot of people back in there like, I don't wash my calves every day. I just don't. Like, one out of every three.
I know this is a thing, and there have been doctors have come out and said it's okay not to wash your legs because the soap does run down.
Yeah.
I still focus on the legs.
Yeah.
Well, look, it depends on what the day's activity was.
Not
for sure.
Not to get personal, but how many showers a day you take, Mike?
Just one.
Dylan?
One.
No.
Two.
So, yeah.
Before you come to work?
Before work, but I'm opposite. So I do the, like, good one in the morning and, like, a rinse off after a workout in the afternoon.
A little car wash.
Yeah, a little car wash. Sure. Put on the PJs.
Sure.
Well, they do say, you know, there's different takes. Like, some people say that the reason you should change your sheets, like, some people say twice a week is because, like, at night, you know, your body expels stuff. But you know who's a shower? You know who's a weirdo about the shower? Since we're talking about other shows today,
yeah.
Carl Dukes. Like, he takes like 5 showers a day.
Okay, that's just wasteful.
That's just doing too much.
We talked about this years ago. I think it was during the COVID era because I remember we were all sitting there on Zoom and he was like, "Yeah, I take like 5 showers."
But even like you're spending an hour a day in the shower.
Yeah,
that's doing way too much.
I mean, so that's a little bit much. Not to put his business out there, but I mean, you know what? We're in radio. Our business is all that is. I mean, it's just out there. It's just a part of life.
Yeah, I wonder how many showers a day Aaron Rodgers takes. I don't feel like any most of the time.
He looks dirty.
Yeah. Oh,
Aaron Rodgers gives me big Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis vibes.
You know why?
Natural deodorant.
You know the biggest thing that people forget about Aaron Rodgers, Dylan?
What's that?
Is where he went to college.
Cal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's a really good chance.
Yeah.
At one point in time, he chained himself to a tree. He went about 2 weeks without a shower. I mean, that's just
definitely
kind of
on
his
ayahuasca journey. He wasn't taking any showers during that whole retreat.
Oh, I know. It's a darkness retreat.
Darkness retreat. Definitely didn't take a shower.
I could see him spraying some Axe body spray on himself.
Oh, my gosh. That is not in place of a shower. We got to talk about this because that's a carryover from Mic'd Up. But if you do want to get your calls in for a wake-up call, it's 404-726-0929. If you want to tell us how many showers you take a day, feel free? Do you wash your legs when you take the shower? And we're also talking.
And be honest with us.
Be honest. We're also talking about the top 20 Falcons, most important Falcons for this season. Mike and Bo have put their opinions out there. You can check them out on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Tell us if you agree or not. 404-726-0929. So the carryover from Mic'd Up was start, bench, and P squad. And the quarterbacks you're going with are Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I said this. It's going to be a real shame that I have to put a four-time MVP on the P squad. But that's kind of where we're at in this conversation with these two other guys. And they are, to me, they're the best of the best at this given point. I know that Patrick Mahomes is widely viewed as number one quarterback in the NFL. I think one of these two guys is number one quarterback in the NFL, and that's why you're talking about, you know, MVPs for both of them.
No, I think Patrick Mahomes is number one. I firmly believe that these guys are 2A and 2B. They had very – it's weird because last season – there was one side, Allie. There was the Lamar Jackson MVP, and then there was the Josh Allen MVP. Mm-hmm. I think Josh Allen meant more to the Bills because of what Lamar had around him last year. But that doesn't take anything away from a better statistical year that Lamar Jackson put together than his two MVP seasons.
It's a tough choice.
To me, I would, you know what I would do? I would say, I'm going to run a two-quarterback system.
You know, you wouldn't go with the old Bobby Bowden where he's like, if you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
I would start both guys 8 games, and then in the 17th game, which would be the 9th game, they'd have to pay for rock scissors for it.
Yeah, Rochambeau. I'm probably going to put Lamar Jackson as my number one here and start him. Josh Allen would be the backup because I think Josh Allen's style of play, regardless of what Arthur Blank has to say about Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen's style of play means that I'm probably not going to get 17 out of him. It's going to be tough, and obviously you got that last year, but he runs so physically downhill, and that's when that team's at their best. Now, they haven't always asked him to do that, but that's when that team's at their best offensively is when he's running and toting the pill a pretty good amount. So. Yeah.
Well, he played 16 and 19, 16 and 20, 17 and 21, because that's when they went to the 17-game schedule, 16, 17, 17. So I beg to differ that you're not going to get a full season out of Josh Allen. Okay. But I understand your point. I think you could say the same about Lamar.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Let's get some wake-up calls. 404-726-0929. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Hey, let's go out to Chris in College Park. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Living the dream.
Yeah. Fearless leader.
Sir?
All-American.
Living it.
Allen Mack.
Yo.
Yo, that's what's up. Hey, man, I'm enjoying the top 20 list by you two. Very provocative and thought-provoking. And here are two, my top two, man. And if you know, as I've been calling the show for a few years now, it's Bijan Robinson, man, is number one.
Yeah.
All I've heard is a running back is a young quarterback's best friend. As a matter of fact, a running back is any quarterback's best friend. And I'm just looking for them to give it to Bijan, pass it to Bijan, pitch it to Bijan. I know he had a good year with 1,500 yards rushing. I can't remember the receiving, but the 1,500 felt quiet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
More impact and set the defense up with Bijan, help Penix come along and eat up that clock. And then number two, and I call him the miracle baby, Jalen Walker. For him to fall to us, and I know that's a lot on a rookie to be the, you know, the second most important player and not the quarterback, but with him falling to us to the 15, being a Georgia player, and now that we have young talent on defense, you know, Rook's coming back second year, Trice will be coming back after the injury. We got Pierce, and then we got the two DBs. It just feels like Walker, what I want him to do is take that mantle, you know, shape this defense and be the leader. And that's why I think he's important.
Yeah.
And on that note, I'll sit back and let you listen. But let me see if you're awake, Big Mike.
Yo.
Because I'm going full Squid Billy this morning. By the way.
Ding.
Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Love it.
Absolutely love that, man. Great phone call from Chris.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think one of the most contentious decisions we have made, we've named 20 through 16, but Jalen Walker was a tough one because, to his point, you don't want to, like, how much you're going to put on a rookie as being a most important player, but we have a lot invested in this rookie, and he is a number 15 overall pick, and he's one of those guys that you feel like should, you know, probably have a massive impact on what this defense is doing this year.
He's on the list. We've unveiled the list. We haven't unveiled the rankings. We've unveiled 20 through 16. I think 15 through 11 is coming up next.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. But I don't think he's ranked unfairly.
Yeah. And I'd be curious. And obviously the conversation around Bijan and whether or not he's the most important player will be one that continues as well. And you're right. We're going to get through 15 through 11 coming up at the 8:20 mark. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's get Marine Tim out in Decatur. Marine Tim, I hope you're having a good morning, buddy. What's going on?
I am having a wonderful morning so far. Squid Nation, way to go.
Here we go.
Although I do have one bone to pick with you there, Squid Billy.
Oh, here we go.
There is no changing pork chop to pork loin.
Well, hear me out.
He's the original.
Hear me out, Marine Tim. She had her measurements the other day, and she's like 24 inches, and she's actually is longer than she is porky. So I said pork loin.
Yeah,
you know, it's just a thought.
There
but you know what? I'll yield to you. We can keep the pork chop.
Minimum one shower a day. The only thing that I will say different than that is I only shave once or twice a week.
There you go. I'm kind of along the same lines
same,
as that, too.
Just the neared.
Yeah,
I trim the beard and shave the neared.
I appreciate the phone call, Marine
Isn't
Tim.
It nice to be a dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm only one shower a day, though. I stopped trying to get two in. Like, even if I go for a run or whatever, like, my kids are probably, like, the likelihood that my kids come home and my son's all of a sudden like, hey, let's go out in the backyard. I'm like, okay. I just showered.
Oh, yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Yeah. So I might as well put it off as long as I can. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, I hope you're having a great morning, friend.
I'm having a great morning, Mike. WTF, brother. How you miss the calf muscles, man?
I don't miss just one out of every three. Just one out of every three.
I'm riding in my van and I start doing the motion of how I wash in the shower and I'm like, damn, I'm trying to make sure I don't miss my calf muscles, dude.
He's going
I'm like,
the
hold on, wait. Yeah, I had to make sure. I said, man, but it's all good, brother. I agree with you guys with the first quarterback thing because see, I was born in Seattle, I was raised in Atlanta, so I love my Seahawks and I love the Falcons.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Geno, dude. When Russell exited and they elevated him to the starting quarterback, I wasn't a fan of Geno. I'm not saying dude is totally terrible, but I just wasn't a fan. And I'm more of a guy like a quarterback who extends plays, you know. So
yep.
I agree with the last list.
Yeah.
Lamar is first. Josh Allen is second. And then, the prima donna can definitely go to the practice squad. He acts like such a diva, man.
Yeah.
I just don't have time for that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got – you're gray at this point, and you still just act like you put slick gel in your hair and you just shine your skin. And I'm Aaron Rodgers, just a pretty boy movie star. Just everybody just pucker up your – ain't nobody got time for that. Got time for that. So, you know, do your thing, man. Shout out to y'all. Big Mike,
yeah.
Squid Beezy, Mac Truck. Y'all have a great day, man.
Mac Truck, I'm going with that from now on. I'm going with that from now on. Great call, though. And it is funny, man. You talk about Aaron Rodgers when he does have the dress-up occasions, or he used to anyways, get the slick back hair. I wonder what he looked like at his wedding.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Did he just go straight slick, straight back?
You know, his family saying that didn't happen, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they've said that.
Yeah, that's not a good relationship.
Well, he's estranged from his family. I know. Yeah, I guess if they weren't there, it didn't happen. And dude, I wonder more who he married and what she looks like, and I think really more than what she looks like is like what is she into? Because he's been all over the place. He had Shailene Woodley, mm-hmm. the actress. He had Dana Kilpatrick as a girlfriend. There was somebody else in there as well. But like
Olivia Munn.
Like, so just kind of what kind of human being has decided, you know what? I'm going to go on ayahuasca retreat every other year with my now significant other.
Probably someone that loves hot yoga. Well.
And acid.
The countdown carries on. Mike and Bo will continue the top 20 most important Falcons for this season. We've got 15 through 11 coming up. That is next with the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And the Odyssey app.
Cheater.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.